So the basic idea of this quadrupleization is that we're going to turn the same product into multiple mediums and therefore multiple products. Now, the first iteration of our product is going to be very high quality, and therefore it's going to take us a ton of time, but the others are spin-offs which require little in the way of work or cognition or execution, but while still generating entirely new traffic sources and profit streams from entirely new audiences. So each product that we're going to build is basically on a new platform, getting new traffic, sold potentially in a new medium, or potentially sold as an upsell to products and to people who come from having purchased one of the earlier products. Now, this entire process is something that you can probably do in around 30 days. I've spent less than 30 days in total on this course, and I have lots of things going on at the moment. And so I've certainly not spent 30 full days. This is hopefully something that you can do. Even if you have a full-time job, you can potentially do this in the evenings and then move on to the next niche. And this is basically what I'm about to show you is the exact process that I followed with this course. I've included upsells in the way that I've done it because I already have an audience. But I'm going to take this and I'm going to split it over multiple platforms, multiple distribution methods, and multiple traffic sources. And so this is essentially what we're going to do in a nutshell. Here we have Abe Lincoln with the quote, "If you have 8 hours to make an info product, spend 7.5 hours preferring a very detailed structure of everything that you're going to cover, and then the rest is easy and follows on from this." So for me to devise the structure for this course, which is going to be broken off into different platforms and turned into videos, I put a ton of time into making sure the structure was right. Then I put a bit less time into the slides, a bit less time into recording the videos, and so on and so forth. And so this is kind of the funnel. This is what we're talking about. We want to start by looking at top-selling courses in the space and look at exactly what their structure is. How do they structure their content, their books, their training courses? And then we're going to generate a bullet point slide structure. Okay, so this is literally just bullet points that's going to list, firstly, the sections, and then within the sections, the title of the videos. For each video, we are going to list the titles of the slides, and then for each of the slides, we're going to list bullet points. It sounds a bit convoluted, but it can be done in a few hours, and you know, it can be done in a few weeks if you really want to put time into it like I did. But it's just going to give us that structure around which everything will hang. And the reason this is so important is because everyone's going to see this, okay? If you go to Udemy, there's going to be a breakdown on the videos that are included in the course. No matter what you say, that is going to be the main reason that people buy. If you're selling a video course on your page, the main thing people want to see is what is in the video courses. And if you sell on Amazon and you want people to be able to see the table of contents, which I would recommend you do, they're going to see all of the insane stuff that's inside the book, and they will want to buy. Okay, so this is not just giving good the importance of this structure is it's not just giving good product, it's also going to be vital for our marketing. Okay, and then once we have that structure down, we turn that structure into slides, which you can do with Canva, which is what I've done here. You can do it with Google Slides, which is also very powerful, although not quite as pretty as Canva is. And then you can record slide videos. I'm doing this with Snagit. You can do it with Camtasia, which I highly recommend. Camtasia, it's a wonderful tool, but it does cost like $300. Or you can use OBS Studio, which is a very, very powerful open source tool, which will work pretty much just as well. And then potentially use a tool like DaVinci to actually go and render and edit those videos as well. And then once we've got our slides recorded, we have our videos recorded, we can then take those videos and transcribe them to turn them into a book. We can turn them into a chatbot, which also allows us to position that as a mentor for people. And we can also look at the actual things that we've talked about and then quickly build AI softwares that automate some of the things within all of these courses, which of course we can then spill off and sell as separate upsells and separate products, or we can include them within the core course to offer even more value. So that is the basic process in a nutshell. It may seem convoluted, but it gives us a clear direction to execute on, and it's going to ensure that, number one, we have a super duper high quality course, And number two, that we can take that super high quality course and distribute it in different mediums on different platforms. So it's very, very cool, very, very powerful. It's going to take us a bit of time, but it's very worth it, I think, once you'll see the results. So that's it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.